BBC News with Nick Kelly. Israeli troops have entered the Gaza Strip in what their government says is an operation to take control of the areas Palestinian militants use to launch rockets into Israel. Witnesses say armoured vehicles crossed into northern Gaza in at least three places, supported by helicopters. Both Israel and Hamas said clashes were taking place. Tim Franks reports from Jerusalem.
The ground offensive began with a barrage of artillery thumping into the areas to the north and the east of the Gaza Strip. Within a few hours, columns of Israeli armoured vehicles crossed into Gaza at what appear to be four separate points. They were backed by helicopters and with warnings from the Israeli Defence Minister, Ehud Barak, that Israel's campaign will not, as he put it, be easy or short. The Israeli Prime Minister's spokesman insisted that Israel had no desire to stage a full reoccupation of the Gaza Strip. He said that Israel did not withdraw its civilians and its military in 2005 in order to return in the new year in 2009.
An Israeli army spokesman said the aim was to deliver a harsh blow to Hamas so it would lose the motivation to carry on new rocket attacks. Hamas fighters said they were engaging Israeli troops who they said would pay a heavy price. The BBC's Rushdie Abu Alouf is in Gaza.
We could hear from here, not far from the north, fighting going on Israeli artillery fire, and Israeli Apache are flying over our heads and sending rockets between time to time to cover the troops on the ground. Hamas sources so far is talking about blowing up Israeli tanks in the north and killing and injuring a number of Israeli soldiers. So far we have no independent source who can tell us the truth in the north, because it's a very dangerous area, and we keep hearing the news from Hamas sources and from the Israeli army.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an immediate halt to the Israeli ground assault in Gaza. Matthew Price sent this report from the UN in New York.
The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke earlier with Israel's Prime Minister. He conveyed his extreme concern and disappointment about the Israeli ground operation into Gaza. Mr. Ban said he is convinced that this escalation will increase the suffering of Gaza's civilians. He called for an immediate end to the ground operation. He asked that Israel do all it can to ensure the protection of civilians. He also stated that the developments of the last 24 hours make it even more difficult to find a diplomatic solution to the conflict.
The UN Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting on the crisis about now. France called the Israeli ground offensive a dangerous escalation, and Britain said it would cause alarm and dismay. But the Czech Republic, the current president of the European Union, said it considered Israel's operation to be more defensive in nature than offensive. World News from the BBC. The presidential election in Ghana has been won narrowly by the opposition candidate John Atta Mills. Ghana's Electoral Commission said that after a final delayed vote in one constituency, the governing party candidate, Nana Akufo-Addo, had lost by less than half a percentage point. Our correspondent Will Ross reports from the capital, Accra.
As soon as the chair of Ghana's Electoral Commission declared John Atta Mills the president-elect, his supporters started dancing in the streets, wearing the white, black, red and green party colours. Nana Akufo-Addo said he had congratulated his rival, but his party was considering challenging the final result in court. It has been a divisive election, but on a continent plagued by chaotic polls, Ghana is still setting a good example.
A French foreign ministry official has arrived in Guinea, where he's meeting the group of junior soldiers who seized power in the country nearly 2 weeks ago. He's the first senior Western diplomat to go to Guinea since the coup, which took place within hours of the death of the country's long-term president, Lansana Conte. That coup has been internationally condemned, and Guinea was suspended from the African Union. In the American state of Arizona, a 12-year-old boy has been found guilty of murdering his mother. The judge ruled that prosecutors had proved that the boy acted intentionally and with premeditation when he shot his mother 8 times in a domestic argument. Prosecutors have wanted the child to be tried as an adult. Under Arizona law, he can be detained only until he becomes 18. He's due to be sentenced later this month. And the Russian state gas company Gazprom says it will take its Ukrainian counterpart to court to ensure gas supplies for Europe. Ukraine had warned that technical problems might disrupt the flow of gas through pipelines across its territory. Russia and Ukraine are in dispute over unpaid bills and the price of gas. 4 EU countries have already reported falls in their supplies. And that's the latest.